It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Las Cruces area resident Delano Lewis is a former ambassador to South Africa and served as president of NPR. He also worked for the Peace Corps and had a long career as an executive with the phone company serving Washington, D.C. He recently spoke with Fred Martino about his new book, No Condition is Permanent.
Yes, and the part of that subtitle is a collection of memories. So it is really stories about my life. But when we were in the U.S. Peace Corps in Nigeria and Uganda, the trucks, they call them lorries. The lorries had these wonderful African proverbs on the side of the trucks. Man proposes, but God disposes. That was one. But one that I remembered was, no condition is permanent. And it really stuck with me. And I have a jacket at home that my wife gave. Did a needlepoint for me on the back of a denim jacket, and it was a lorry with the saying, no condition is permanent. And it's kind of a mantra that if things are great, you know, you realize you're on a high, but things could change. And if you're really low and things are down, realize that it can go up. Yeah. So life is about change.
Yeah, and I like that you mentioned that you see it both ways.
Yes.
It isn't just when you're down, it's also when you're up that
you
realize, well, enjoy every minute.
It's right.
Things
it could
change. It could change. Well, you know, it's hard to pick a number of questions and hard to even think about just a half hour when you think about your life, but we're going to do the best we can.
Right.
And we're going to start when you graduated from law school. You worked for the Justice Department and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, but then your life took a very different turn, and you already mentioned it in your first answer. The Peace Corps, you described this as one of your big risks in life, and you encourage people to take risks, and it was a pivotal decision, as you describe it. Tell me about that decision and what it was like for you. I don't think most people would think an attorney working for the federal government would decide, I'm going to work for the Peace Corps.
Right, right. It was a very big risk, and it was a turning point in my life. I graduated from law school in 63 and had this great job at the Department of Justice, but I always wanted to do civil rights. And I was in the Internal Security Division of Justice, and we were looking at espionage cases. And I wanted to get into civil rights, and I was able to get to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And I talk about that in the book, and that was in Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 64 that went into existence in 1965. So I went over there as a lawyer, and I was looking at these cases as they came in. So I was doing a legal job and fulfilling my dream of working in civil rights, dealing with employment discrimination. And then at a dinner party with a justice colleague, there was a woman who was a desk officer for West Africa and asked if I thought about ever going to the Peace Corps. And I said, Peace Corps? I thought this is for younger people with not married, and I had married and three children at that time. And so she said you could go as Peace Corps staff. And so it was a big shift. I wanted to be in the law. I wanted to stay within the law. I wanted to work in civil rights. This would put me into administrative work. It would put me in a different culture. It would put me away from the U.S. And so it was something to think about. But when I talked to Gail about it, she was very adventuresome. She said, is there a choice? And it would turn out to be one of the best decisions of our life.
And tell me why you say that.
Because it opened up the horizons to us. We were in Nigeria for a year. We got to understand the people of Nigeria. We lived in Benin City. We learned a different culture, different languages. It just opened up horizons. And then I became Peace Corps director at age 28 in Uganda. So we lived in East Africa for 2 years. And again, it gave me a chance to lead. I was head of the Peace Corps, about 160 teaching volunteers. So it was a marvelous experience. And obviously, it positioned me later on for many, many opportunities.
Yeah. Well, after this, you also had a chance in politics. You worked for Senator Edward Brooke of Massachusetts, the first African-American elected to the Senate since Reconstruction. Tell me about that experience. And you note in the book that while you were a Democrat and Brooke was a Republican, he hired you knowing that you were in a different party, which was a lovely thing to read in our current political environment, right?
Right. Was no question. He didn't even talk about it. I think he knew, but it was never talked about. I was hired as a legislative assistant, and I was in charge of social legislation, looking at education, social security, welfare issues, and it was a wonderful time because he was a very, very good legislator. He had been Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts. He was elected, as you mentioned, he was the first African-American American since Reconstruction in the United States Senate. So he's a wonderful, wonderful mentor and very good to work for. And so when Walter Fauntroy was elected non-voting delegate to the House of Representatives, he was looking for a chief of staff, and he wanted to have people to interview that had experience on Capitol Hill. So there were a few of us, and I interviewed, and when I had my talk with Senator Brooke before my interviews with Fauntroy, he said, that sounds like a good idea. He said, are you a Democrat? And I said, yes. And so we didn't talk about it until I was getting ready to leave. So it didn't matter to him at that point. He wanted me for my experiences and my legal background, et cetera. So that was how that started.
You can watch the entire interview with Delano Lewis on the Newsmakers page in the local TV section at krwg.org.